A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
Oh, God, I've got a laugh already.
What
a start.
I've just taken an absolute pasty and then clicked record. What a horrible, horrible man.
I know you are. You are a horrible, vile man.
Thank you. How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
You prick.
Yeah, very well. Yeah. Very well.
I'm all right, mate.
Let's start the show with talking about shirts.
Yes. Yes, I knew that. I knew, right? Literally, you give me an absolute pasting, and then you're like, right, how do we continue with this? Okay, let's start with shirts.
No.
Go on.
There's no continuing at all. I love the Atletico shirt. The little Spider-Man on it. It looks wicked.
Let's just pause. So what he's going to do now is what Ben does all the time, is he's going to be really, really nice. And then, bam, he's going to go in and dig me out.
I would never do such a thing.
The shirts are nice, aren't they? I like them.
Yeah, what's the one next to it?
Yeah, here we go. See, couldn't even wait. It's a Bayern Munich kit. It's an old, I think it's the 95 kit.
Nice.
And I've got a Barcelona one here, especially for you.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you like Barcelona.
Yeah, thank you. And can you just remind me what football team you do support?
Oh, yeah, so let's just take. So I am an Arsenal Santos FC football team. Oh, wrong side. B.
Oh my God. Well done.
I support Arsenal. Although Arsenal, they don't really want me as a supporter because I'm too thick.
Yeah, Arsenal and Umbro by the looks of it, tapping the badge. No, look, I will say it because I do feel quite strongly about this. So
you do.
We're recording Monday and we play Bayern Munich on Tuesday. And this gets released Wednesday morning. So if we don't win, you're proudly showing off a Bayern Munich shirt, not an Arsenal shirt.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. The Arsenal shirts are up here.
Yeah. I think it's unacceptable.
Do you want me to change them?
I think you should, yeah.
You want me to change it?
Yeah, I think you should mid-video as well. We'll keep recording and keep talking. That's fine.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'm very disappointed. Right. I appreciate showing off the Atletico one because it does look a very, very nice shirt.
Where's the Bayern one?
No, no.
It is.
No.
There you go,
it's just not. That's it, that's better. That's much better, Will. I appreciate that.
I've actually covered over. Yeah?
Yeah.
You can't see Bayern anymore.
Fantastic.
Arsenal over Bayern.
It's going to be even more embarrassing when we get turned over 2-0 against Bayern Munich with no Bayern fans in the Emirates, and you're just like, yeah, I went to Arsenal again.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy
days. The old Highbury kit. Love that kit. That is a banging kit.
It is a banging kit.
That is a good shirt.
Yeah.
I've got some good shirts there, to be fair.
The collection's growing, mate.
FC Barcelona. Yeah. Atletico Madrid. That is a nice one, though, isn't it? Look at that. The Spider-Man 2.
It does look really nice. I'm very jealous of that one.
Yeah. And that Bayern kit is nice, to be fair.
I wanted that Inter Milan one. There was one that got released recently.
Oh, the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, that looks so good.
That looks good.
It does look good,
yeah. Yeah. I've just realised a lot of what we've done is not very good for audio.
Yeah, so watch us on YouTube. But if not, we'll go on to audio stuff now. How was your weekend, Will?
Yeah, good. I'll clip that up and put it on our social so you can watch us. we'll do the socials ourselves, so it's, you know, on time.
Yeah. Yes. Very much so.
If you're going to reach out to us, right, to offer us some help and support in social media and stuff, at least stick to your end of the bargain.
Yeah. Stick to your services if you're going to do that.
Yeah. So, okay. My weekend. Yeah, nice, mate. Thank you. Yeah, just a bit of decorating. Ordered some carpet today. So,
nice.
The house is really coming along. That's the final sort of piece. So, yeah, busy week this week now with, like, decorating and just making it sort of touching up a few bits of, like, glass and stuff like that, and just making it so that it's done. So then when the carpets go down, there's like, nothing to do.
Oh, I bet you can't wait for that, can you?
No, I really can't.
Mate, it's going to be a wicked summer at yours, then. House is done.
Yeah.
Barbecues.
Yeah, so I'm having some family over on my birthday, which is Wednesday the 1st. So if you're about with Sir Wazza of Laura, then you guys are more than welcome to come over.
I will probably be about. Actually, Wednesday, I'll probably be in London. Yeah, I will try to, though. If not, we'll do something the weekend, maybe.
I'm in York.
Okay, maybe the following weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's good, mate.
Let's do that.
How about you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's a bit jarring, actually. So, I don't know... well, actually, I do know. So, you did your grass a little while ago. I decided to try and cut my grass this weekend. My strimmer is unfortunately ruined because my shed leaked and the plug was literally in a puddle of water.
Right.
The mower got a little bit wet, but still works, which is fine. So the plug didn't get wet, so we're all good. But it burnt out like 3 times. It was actually smoking at one point trying to cut the grass. So it's really annoying. So I've done about 3/4 of the grass and then it stopped working completely. So I have some grass that's like that long, and I'm not even exaggerating. And I've got some that's just like that. So it's quite annoying.
You've made a couple of rookie errors there, mate.
Go on.
How low was your mower?
It's at the highest point.
I think that
the grass is that long and that thick, and it's still wet.
Yeah, and your strimmer's probably okay. I reckon it's a fuse that's gone.
Yeah, well, I changed the fuse and it didn't work still. And what's even more jarring is that I only bought the strimmer last year.
Oh, gotta be careful with this, mate, because you can't just be mowing over grass like that. That either that or you got to hover it. You got to pick it up and not hover it.
I did. I genuinely did that at one part. So I sort of lifted it up and just carried it. Forearms had a very good workout. Put it that way.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Old school heavy mower as well.
Those triceps will do it, though.
But yeah, I was... Well, I'm not throwing
beautiful
it
across, triceps.
Am I?
Beautiful triceps.
I nearly launched the fucking strimmer over the fence.
Shot put it.
Yeah, I'm like, I've had enough of this. So yeah, I'm going to try and tackle the grass again this weekend. So that's my Friday evening plans.
Oh, what? Friday evening? Wow. Yeah,
after you live
life on the wild side.
Yeah.
Jesus, you are ready for fatherhood.
I'm trying my best.
It's Friday night. What are you doing? Mowing the lawn.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a dad. He's ready.
Yeah. I'm already planning in barbecues for this year as well. So I want to have 5 or 6 big barbies this year.
Yeah, nice.
Some with friends, some with family. And I'm hoping friends invite me to theirs as well, so I don't have to keep just being host.
No. Yeah, we're going to have a barbecue here for fat. I wouldn't put you in the bracket of friend. I'd obviously put you in the bracket as family, so you'll be invited to all barbecues.
Oh, that's awkward. I'll put you as ex-colleague, but fair enough. Oh, mate, you're joking.
Ex. Does this not count as us being colleagues? or are you telling me something?
Oh, spones, actually, yeah. I was thinking NHS, but yeah, fair enough. Yeah, fair play.
I've just realised as well, I'm flying low. So hopefully that didn't come up when I was stood up.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Jesus.
The 3 female listeners are now going to rewind the video on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Fast forward a bit more. Hopefully you didn't stand up again.
I'm good now.
We've talked about lots of rubbish, haven't we?
should we move on to some news? Because it's 10 minutes of absolute bullshit.
Yeah, let's go for it. Where do you want to start?
Let's go for it. Let's start with a Spanish team, not Atletico Madrid, but Athletic Bilbao.
Yes. More importantly, the brothers on the team as well.
Oh, yeah. They're Williams brothers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nico Williams. He got an assist, actually, didn't he? Nico Williams.
He did. And Iñaki Williams, his brother. Both won. Was it the Copa del Rey? Wasn't it?
Copa del Rey. Yeah, 4-2 on penalties against Mallorca.
That's such a nice story because it's all like local people, local players from the area. That's the only way you can kind of get in the team. I think they only have a few exceptions ever, don't they?
Not many. They've got Ander Herrera in the team as well, haven't they? He's won pretty much everything anywhere he's ever been. So it was nice for him to go to Bilbao and win there as well.
Herrera. Isn't that the little geezer that used to be at Man United?
And PSG, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he
And they've got... It's Valdeverde's the manager, isn't it? Isn't it Valdeverde?
Or is it Valverde?
Valverde. If you say so, mate.
I don't know. You're the Spanish legend, so who knows? So yeah, it's a great win though. Really good win.
It was an unusual final to not have any of the kind of big dogs.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you said Mallorca, I was like, oh, really? How did they get in there?
Well, they won.
Well, didn't they lost? But yeah.
No, well, they won every other game. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they didn't actually lose the game. They just lost on penalties.
That is true. So they didn't.
Well, that's cool, though, for Athletic Bilbao, though. It's nice to see Bilbao knocked out win sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, Bilbao knocked out Atletico Madrid on the way to the final. They beat Sevilla. Bilbao knocked out Barcelona.
Yeah,
Atletico Madrid knocked out Real Madrid, then got knocked out by Bilbao. Mallorca knocked out Girona. So, interesting, mate. Interesting. It was very, very good to see somebody else win, which can't be said for the Scottish Premier League.
No, but how many good goals was there in that Old Firm derby?
What a game, wow, mate. There was a lot of a bit sort of feisty, a bit thriller, and it finished 3-3.
It's insane, isn't it?
What does that mean then for the SPL, mate?
Well,
as our Scottish legend,
nothing's changed, does it? Celtic are still top.
But what happens?
What do you mean? What happens?
What? Well, who's going to win?
I reckon the team that gets the most points from the remaining games will win.
Because Rangers have got a game in hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or a hand in game, as I nearly said.
I haven't checked it, mate, to be fair. So I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think...
Well, they're a point... So Rangers are a point behind and they've got a game in hand.
Wow. I'd imagine they'll both drop points at least once a season.
So
there'll be one sort of messed up game or tricky sort of like banana skin game where one of them will mess up.
Well, I was just going to say, so I think, you know, you're right. And if it's Rangers, if they get a draw for their game in hand, as an example, they go level on points. The goal difference, Celtic are 51, Rangers are 50. Goals for 77 against 26 for Celtic. Goals for Rangers, 70. Goals against 20. So there is just not much in this at all. It's quite exciting at the top there. And then, you know, you've got the best of the rest. Hearts are kind of third place guaranteed. And then you've probably got Livingston that I think are relegated already. Rotherham got relegated at the weekend as well.
They did. And you know, you keep slating Norwich for being the yo-yo team. Have you looked at Rotherham's history over the last sort of 8 years or so?
They're quite a yo-yo team into the Championship, aren't they?
Every season, bar one, they've been promoted and then relegated, promoted and relegated. And they got promoted to Championship, survived, and then got relegated.
Yeah, I think we need to probably step in and do something, don't we? As the FPL, the FDP faithful, we need to step in and sort this once and for all. And you know, Rotherham, you're on the same terms and conditions as Norwich now, so don't bother coming back up.
I think what we need to probably perfect first is you remembering the initials of our podcast. If you could do that when you're talking about other teams and offering our services, that would
sounds
be great.
Really, really dull. Should we move on to some really good news, Benjani?
God, what's some good news?
Union Berlin unfortunately lost, but they lost to Bayer Leverkusen, who are still yet to lose a game this season.
Yes.
But even better, Bayern Munich lost 3-2 away at Heidenheim.
Yes, Heidenheim. And they were 2-0 up.
It's absolutely insane. Like, what is going on there? Bayer Leverkusen are 16 points clear. And what have they got? They've got like 10 games left, is it? No, 8 games left.
It's honestly, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
No, I tell a lie. Six games.
Leverkusen can win the league if they win at the weekend.
Yeah, they've got 6 games left.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. The one. Their first ever league title. Oh, you've gone muted. Oh, there you go. You're back.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
Well done by Leverkusen. Exceptional work. Xabi Alonso staying next season. So,
is it worth chucking a tenner on Leverkusen to win the Champions League?
I think it's got to be worth it. My only concern with that is that if Bayer Leverkusen win it, then that means Arsenal aren't going to win it. And I've still got like this little thing in my head that says that Arsenal are going to win it.
What, next season? Nice.
This season.
Yeah,
oh, no, next season. Oh,
not in it this season, are
they're
they?
In there. Sorry, they're in the Europa League, aren't they? They're up against Liverpool, aren't they, in the final?
The final. Yes, it's decided already, according to Will from the FPL.
So, Ajax lost 6-0 against Feyenoord at the weekend.
Mate, what's happened to them as well? They've fallen off the cliff.
Absolutely, yeah. So PSV are probably going to win the title. Feyenoord will be second. Ajax are in sixth place on 45 points after 29 games played.
That's a lot better than they were, though. They were in relegation zone, weren't they?
After they've definitely...
6, 7, 8 games or something, they were still in it.
They've definitely come a long way since the start of the season, but they've just had their record loss to Feyenoord. Like, Feyenoord, along with PSV, are like their biggest rivals in the Eredivisie.
Yeah. Alkmaar. They're another one.
Yeah.
Is it Alkmaar?
Twente. Heron
was
Bean.
Only, wasn't it? Steve McLaren was at 20, wasn't it?
And he was like, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Such a dick, isn't he?
Steve.
Doing that stupid accent.
Yeah. There was there's a few that have done things like that, which is fucking brilliant. I love that. And then I know you've got a story that you want to talk about from the Turkish league.
I don't know too much about it. So it was more actually of an open discussion with you because I know that you've followed it a little while.
Yeah.
One, what the hell is going on in the Turkish league right now? So it was Turkish Cup final, if I remember rightly. Galatasaray against Fenerbahce.
It's the Super Cup final. So this is the one that was going to be played in Riyadh, but because they wanted to pick the, I can't remember the guy, is that Mashiri, I think his name is, who was killed in Iran. I might have this completely wrong. Anyway, he was a political figure that was controversially killed. They wanted to have him on there, but Saudi Arabia, I think it was the Saudis that allegedly done it, they said no, you can't have that. So they said, well, we're not going to play in Riyadh then. So this is a reconvened game after controversy,
right? Okay, that's it. And then Fenerbahce played their under-19s team,
or under, so they was pro team, wasn't it? They were protesting because they aren't in agreement with some of the things that's going on in Turkey at the moment. So they were protesting about that. So, yeah, they played their under-19s team.
Then they went 1-0 down, fairly early doors, and then the team just walked off the pitch, which is absolutely insane. Just strolled off.
Yeah, they strolled off. So Galatasaray scored. They walked off with the ump in protest. Yeah. And, yeah.
So they forfeit the game. That happened. Galatasaray win 1-0. Then Galatasaray decided to play the rest of the game anyway. And played.
No, they played against their reserves.
That's it. Their subs and reserves, yeah. Why not?
Insane, isn't it? Absolutely insane.
It's a sham at the moment. Turkish football needs to sort itself out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's unbelievable, really. But Galatasaray were really happy with their win. They'd asked for the match to be postponed so that they could play Olympiakos in the Europa League on Tuesday. That was kind of one of the reasons why they were sort of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very odd, isn't it? Really odd.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. You know, and it's a shame that we're not. Not kind of privy to what's going on. We haven't got any contacts there to say, guys, look, can you actually explain? There's no Turkish football super agent informant for us. Guilherme's retired, unfortunately, so he's not helping us anymore.
No, exactly. Sorry, I just had to have a fight with the dog. She was trying to eat cat poo, so I thought I need to get her out. So I've kicked her out of the house. Yeah, I kicked her out of the house. There's nowhere else to put her since we've had the new doors put in. Like, I can't like segregate her from anything else. So, and I don't really want her eating cat poo. I don't know how good that is for dogs to eat cat poo.
No, it's probably not the best.
But she loves it. She absolutely loves cat poo.
Does she love cat poo more than we love Chepsi?
100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely.
Now I've got the cat.
Crazy.
The cat has sensed freedom, and now she's gone. Ah, oh, I'm home alone.
Wow. Well, don't do what you normally.
They're both
do.
Outside.
We're doing a podcast, so yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, when we fly as well, I've done a bit.
Exactly. We are videoing. Please don't do anything. Refrain from touching yourself.
So Mario Icardi scored the winning goal for Galatasaray, who won the Super Cup.
Who scored?
Mario Icardi.
You said Mario.
Did I?
Is it me? I score.
Is it me? Mario.
Oh, stop it.
don't even know I said that.
It's just like, I've got to stop. So, yeah.
Mario Icardi and Luigi, his brother. Like the Bilbao brothers.
Like the Bilbao brothers, indeed.
Bilbao, yeah. Yeah, it's not just me, is it?
No, I did say Bilbao. I know, you've thrown me now after. Is it me, Mario?
Should we move on to the week's fixtures?
Yes,
the week,
mate. There was quite a from few, last week. Wasn't there? Quite a few.
We got the week's
games. And do you know what? I'm so annoyed that I didn't do triple captains and stuff on FPL for it.
Oh, yeah, me too. Got it. I would have had Harry Kane down as triple captain.
100%, and I don't blame you. He's very good. If he was
very good. Yeah, very good.
Excuse me. So, should we, haven't we, here as well?
How do you want to do this? Do you want to rush through some of the ones and try and focus on some of the
Yeah, I think ones? So. So, Newcastle-Everton was 1-1 pretty poor draw. Big point for both teams. I think that's probably a fair result considering the form.
Massive. Yeah, massive point. Was there? Yeah, it was the penalty, wasn't it, at the end? Calvert-Lewin scored.
Yeah.
Just wondered what you thought.
Joe, you know, I can't really remember it. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels like it's been a week ago.
Yeah.
And it's only been 6 days.
Yeah. It is.
It feels
yeah.
like ages ago. There's been so much stuff now. I'm going to focus more on this weekend, I think. Anything else?
Okay, I just can't remember there being some controversy over that one, and I remember Beto absolutely missing a complete and utter sitter as well. But yeah, no, okay. Okay. Let's so Forest Fulham,
massive 3 points for Forest. That, do you know what? I think Chris Forest have been a lot form. Better recently. They've been playing some good football, and they've had some bad decisions against them.
Oh, yeah, we'll come on to that, yeah.
Yeah, but it seems to be a recurring theme, doesn't it? The last month or two, they've had a few sort of iffy decisions go against them.
Yes.
You keep going muted, mate.
James Maddison, do I?
Yeah, oh, James Maddison, yeah. Yes, at the
Sorry, weekend. I, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mr. Yeah, sorry, I was just going to say boxing fan Maddison. Yeah, but no, that was a good game. Fulham looked off.
Yeah, they look like they're a little bit tired. They need a bit of a rest.
Yes.
Need some fresh legs and things. They don't make that many changes. Obviously, they haven't got the biggest squad in the league, have they, by far? So, yeah, I think they're never going to go down or anything, don't get me wrong, but, well, not in this season. I think they're still doing reasonably well, but I think it's that time of the season where you do get those mid-table teams that will just have a bit of a clangor of a game, really.
But yeah, yeah. But it was a big, big win, especially given that Luton were playing Arsenal that week as well. And Forest, with their points deduction, they are starting to pull away. Who is it? It's Brentford, Forest, Everton, around that bottom three. That gap seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, slowly. It's a shame for Luton because I really do like them this season. But yeah, we'll come on to that. Burnley Wolves, 1-1 draw.
That was a 1-1 draw. Yeah, again, a weird, weird game. I feel like there was sort of lots of stuff happening where Vincent Kompany again wasn't too happy because of the free kick that was given against Ait Nouri, who, by the way, is an absolute baller. I'm really, really impressed with where he is at the moment. Yeah, he's come from nowhere and he's playing amazing football because Wolves have got such an injury problem that they needed someone to come up, and he's really taken that. But it was definitely a dive. I don't know whether you remember it, what you thought, but it was definitely a dive. And then obviously he scored the header from the free kick in the stoppage time before half time.
It was a good header as well, that, to be fair.
Yeah, really good header, yeah. But Burnley just let themselves down. And obviously, you know, we'll come on to the weekend's games where they just let themselves down. They're just defensively very, very poor. They keep playing out from the back. and it doesn't work as well. But yeah,
it's not working for them. It's not working at all.
Bournemouth beat Crystal Palace 1-0.
Yeah, Palace are not getting many points on the board at the moment since Glasner's come in.
No, I think he's won one game, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Since he's been there in sort of 6 or 7 games now. So, yeah, not looking too good for him. But he is, and this is you know, the problem with when you get a new manager. He's changing everything that Roy Hodgson was doing in a similar way to Vieira was trying to change everything that Roy Hodgson did. They're playing kind of 3 at the back now. They're playing in the way that he wants them to play, whereas Roy Hodgson, you know, very old school, kind of 4-4-2-ish formation. I know it wasn't quite 4-4-2, but, you know, that sort of old school formation that he plays, which works, and he got the results. Yeah. Glasner's come in, he wants to put his spin on things, just as Vieira did. I hope he gets a bit more time and patience from the Palace board. Yeah. Which I think he will have, because they've got a bit of time now, haven't they, Palace? They're probably safe.
Yeah, I think so. They still need a few more points, I think, but I can imagine they're going to get a few before the end of the season, no doubt.
So yeah.
They are definitely in trouble.
Shame they didn't at the weekend, but yeah, exactly.
Mm. West Ham 1, Tottenham 1.
Yes. Yeah,
that was quite well done, West Ham.
Quite a good game, that, as well, actually, wasn't it? Early goals. Mm. Brennan Johnson doing really, really well, I think.
Yeah, he looks really sharp, doesn't he? He looks really sharp.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that as a buy either. Getting him,
I remember you being a bit doubtful on that, actually. But I think, did Postecoglou say that he wants a joystick to control his players?
Is that what he said?
Because he was getting frustrated with the team. He wanted them to play a certain way. They weren't quite doing it. So he was like, I think I just need a joystick to control these players.
I didn't hear that. That's a great line. Oh, see, you just can't help but like him, can you?
It's frustrating, isn't it? Yeah, like, oh, I'm just doing what Pep did. I need a joystick, you know, all those sorts of quality comments that he comes out with.
Yeah. Bastard. Brentford Brighton, I think this was a big 0-0 draw for Brentford. As ridiculous as that sounds.
Seemed to be, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's a really big point for them. They're playing a lot better.
Yeah, huge.
They are playing a hell of a lot better now.
They're getting there, aren't they? They are getting there. They're starting to put in some performances. Mm. Yeah, they're not doing too bad. They're not scoring, I think, is their main issue. Although, you know, we'll come on to the game at the weekend where they probably did score. But,
yeah. Yeah, I think they've had a few injuries as well, though, which didn't really help. And obviously, Tony came back with a bit of a bang. He's been setting up a few more goals recently. But, yeah, they're just fluffing their chances at the moment, aren't they, unfortunately?
Yeah. Tony's back, Rissa's back, and Buemo's back. So hopefully they start. Yeah, as we'll see, they'll start to claw. Exactly. Arsenal Luton.
Massive, massive 3 points for us. I know it's at the Emirates. Luton are a completely different team away from home. I get that. But it's a pretty efficient result, an efficient game. Did what we needed to do. Nothing too flash. Although, I think, if I remember rightly, this was the game where Ben White did a bit of a pirouette around two players and then just left them for dead.
Yeah.
Mate, he's finally getting the plaudits he deserves.
He is, yeah. It's a shame.
So good.
Yeah, he is good. Definitely deserves his kind of England call-ups that he's been getting. He's been turning them down, but he deserves it. I think as well, if you think back to April last year, Arsenal, Southampton, we'd have drawn that or we'd have lost that.
Yeah. And the Brighton game, which we'll come on to, obviously from the weekend, would have been similar sort of circumstances this time last season. So yeah, you're 100% right. What was it? City, Villa. That was an unfortunate result. Villa seems just, I don't know whether they just lost concentration or they just got a little bit tired or something, but Phil Foden just destroyed him on his own.
He did, yeah. He absolutely smashed it. Like, all of his goals were great.
Yeah, I just don't know. The problem with City is that as soon as one player's not performing, there's four others that will step up. And I'm just like, yeah. Oh, okay. It's just
because they dropped Haaland and De Bruyne for the game, didn't they?
Yeah, rested them ahead of the weekend's games.
And an eye on Madrid as well, Tuesday night.
Oh yeah, of course. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good game. I'll try and get a certainly screen sitch going on, I think, for that one.
Yeah, certainly will be, yeah. Yeah, with the, you know.
Yeah. I can't even talk to you about that. So a big 4-1 win for City, keeps the pressure on Arsenal and Liverpool up there in that top three title race. And to speak of Liverpool, a 3-1 against Sheffield United. Didn't make it easy for themselves, but finished it off in style.
Yeah.
Because Sheffield United shouldn't score really, should they, against that sort of team?
Yeah, Sheffield, you know, United... They are. That's the thing. They are playing better. But Liverpool, I mean, McAllister's goal was...
Do you reckon, as he shot, in his head he's going, Gerrard! It was reminiscent of Gerrard of old, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? It was very much so, yeah. Liverpool, they're a funny team, aren't they, Liverpool? Because like they'll do all right in the first half, and then it's almost like they warm up about kind of 70 minutes, and they're like, all right, we'll play. Like, let's go. Yeah. McAllister Gakpo score to make it 3-1, and you're like, what? Yeah,
it happens so quick, but it's their transition, isn't it? Like when Nunes plays, he's so rapid, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and he's got so much better throughout the season. He's a real weapon.
Yeah, they're all really, really quick, aren't they? Diaz, Nunes, McAllister, Mo Salah, Gakpo, you know, they are all so, so rapid that it's quite hard. It's almost reminiscent of like that Man United of old. I saw on TikTok trending was a game against Arsenal where Park Ji-sung, I think it was Rooney and Ronaldo, they just broke and they scored. And you're like, fucking, it's a bit like that with Liverpool, isn't it, at times? Especially with Alisson in goal when he pings those ball up. Over the defence.
I think that's what Liverpool are lacking at the moment because Alisson's still not fit. And I think that's sort of commanding presence at the back. And there's not a dig at Kelleher because I think he's done really well since he came
in. He's done really well. Really well.
But he's not Alisson.
No.
Simple as that. And then the end of the midweek games was...
What a game.
An absolute...
What a game.
Banger. But can you just explain to me... actually, no, I want you to do me a favour. Don't explain to me. Explain to Jack how when a game's got 8 minutes of added time and you're in the 99th minute and Man United are 3-2 up against Chelsea, how they can go on to lose that game, please. And just see what Jack's reaction is for next week.
So I actually did tell him this.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Yeah, so we did have a conversation about this, about Chelsea, Man United. Which ended 4-3. I said that, you know, Man United went one down, then they were winning 2-1, and then it went 3-1, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh no, it didn't. It was 3-2. Sorry, I tell a lie. It was 3-2. It was because Chelsea were 2-0 up, then Man United came back, and were winning 3-2, and then. Well, do you know what his answer was? I'll just tell you what his answer was.
Go on.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's not quite into his football just yet, then. Doesn't understand the banter level yet.
Not really, no, because he was saying to me, Arsenal are his first favourite team, and I got him a new Real Madrid kit. So Real Madrid are his second favourite team. Liverpool are his third favourite team. Manchester City are his fourth favourite team, and Chelsea are his fifth favourite team. I was like, okay. Ooh. I was like, where's Tottenham on that list? He went, bottom. Oh, by the way, have you asked Alexa who she thinks is going to win the Premier League?
No, I don't have an Alexa.
Okay, have you heard of it? Have you heard what she says though?
No.
She said, I'm not very good at predictions, but it could be a team from Manchester, a team from Liverpool, or a team from London, but obviously not Tottenham.
No way. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I wonder what Google says. Should we ask Google now?
Let's do it.
So what's the phrase? Who's going to win the Premier League?
Who do you think is going to win Premier League?
Hey, Google, who do you think is going to win the Premier League?
In 2016 might be fun.
Oh, that wasn't as fun.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Okay, right. Everybody on YouTube, we'll just probably just edit that bit out.
Yeah.
Probably. Actually, I'm going to edit it now. I can't be fucked. We'll just leave it in.
should we take a little break and then we'll come back for the weekend's results, shall we?
Oh, do you not want to talk about the Chelsea game anymore?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were done. Yeah, sorry. Let's crack on.
I feel like you've ended it now.
No. Cole Palmer. What a player. Mate,
what are Man United doing at the back?
Nothing, basically. Do you know what? It looks like they've got four of you playing at the back that just go, that's right, the goalie's got it. Don't worry. Move to the side.
One time! That happened more than once, man. Oh, mate, you think you're playing with Rio Ferdinand. Mate, it's one. Once I did that.
The old beard and stuff. Very similar to old Rio. They're terrible at the back. They just don't communicate. They all seem to work on their own. It's as though they've never played a game together before. There's no cohesiveness whatsoever with that team. But, I mean, Cole Palmer's, I think it was the last one for the winner, was a heavy deflection, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it came from a corner, didn't it? It was a corner, came in, flung back out to him. He smashed it, cut it, come off. But why? I mean, it's similar in the Liverpool game that I'm going to come and slag him off in a minute. But why are they getting so late and making such shit decisions? It's almost like they go, we've seen out the draw here. Unfortunately, we've got the win. We're set out a draw. Whatever it is, it's like, yeah, we're just going to sit back now. Oh, I can't be bothered to go and get that ball. Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Can't be bothered.
And then they give away a penalty. Palmer scores that. And then a minute later, they've got a corner. And it's like, it's all right. It's a draw. We've got the point. Bam, goal. And then they're heartbroken. You're thinking, but there's nothing about you. There's nothing about you. Defensively, Casemiro showed a bit of passion at the weekend, which we'll come on to, but I didn't see much in that from United in that game. It was poor.
No, it's really bad. It's really bad. And I mean, they're I think they're 11 points off fourth.
Yeah. They're not going to get fourth. They never were. It's between Villa and Tottenham now for me.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree, mate.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please make sure you are following us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Simple as that.
weekend's results then, mate. Where should we start? Should we start with the Crystal Palace early kickoff game against Manchester City, where they lost 4-2 against Manchester City?
Yeah, it's probably a good place to start with the Manchester
City. Yeah, it's a good place to start, yeah.
Another 4 goals for City.
Another 4 goals for City. I watched the game, actually, and I thought Crystal Palace played quite well.
Well, he got that early goal, didn't they? Was it 3 minutes in?
Yeah, 3 minutes in, Mateta. Yeah, great goal.
I think City are doing the typical City thing where last tail end of the season, they just start winning all their games like they naturally do. But they're not as good this season. There are so many gaps that you do spot, and lots more teams are exploiting these gaps now.
Yeah.
I think they've got weaknesses.
City have got weaknesses. The only thing is, if we think about the title ahead and the fixtures remaining, Liverpool have got Villa and Tottenham, and so have Arsenal. Arsenal have also got Chelsea and Man United as well. So when you look at, I think Tottenham's still got to play City as well. So I mean, Tottenham's running is fucking hard, so's Villa's. In the race for fourth, Villa have got a very tough run in as well. But Arsenal's is definitely the worst run in. You know, if you think about it across the season, you have got to play everyone and you've got to do the best that you can in every game that you do. That's how you become champions, of course. Yeah. But when you're looking at run-ins, I think Arsenal's is the hardest. Liverpool's is probably almost very similar. I mean, City, you know, in comparison, they've probably got the easier run in, and that's why their percentage to win the league is so high. It's close. You're right. City are now starting to. They don't look like they've come out of third gear yet. They're definitely at first. They're definitely at second. But it's almost like, I reckon they've got like 3 more games left that they can go up in.
Yeah,
it's mental, especially with the talent that they've got, it's insane. But 115 charges, you know, not bitter at all, really.
No. I mean, that's not going to be solved until 2058. But yeah.
Yeah. Damn you.
Damn you.
Yeah. If only we could have done it sooner.
It's an exciting run-in for sure. It's nice to actually see more than just City going for it, to be honest with you. It's always nice.
Yeah, three teams in Arsenal.
But yeah, for a neutral, I'm sure it's quite nice. And I'm sure Man United fans, I think they're all Arsenal fans towards the rest of the season. It's the less of three evils, really, isn't it, for them?
It is, yeah. It's a terrible time to be a Man United fan, isn't it? Who do you want to win the league, Liverpool, Man City or Arsenal? If you'd have asked them that 20 years ago, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, just laughing in your face, aren't they? So obviously it's going to be us. It's insane. But Tottenham play well against City, so let's hope that Tottenham beat them. Not just a draw.
Yeah, Tottenham play well against Arsenal as well, mate.
No, don't be silly. Wolves, West Ham. A big 3 points for West Ham in a 2-1 win.
You've moved on to a game that I was not ready for.
Oh, sorry. West. Apologies.
I don't know how you can go to W. Like, I just don't understand how you can go from the early kickoff. And then you go straight to W. Why haven't you gone to...
On Google, it says Premier League matches and it's the second match across.
Why don't you go by the BBC? It does it in time and then alphabetical order. So then
Because I can just type in Premier League results and it comes up rather than going bbc.com/sport or whatever and then going that way. It just comes up.
Because that's what you have to do. Do you type in the http://...
Yeah, don't forget the colon.
Yeah.
And then www dot. what game would you like to talk about, Will?
Well, I've clicked on the Wolves West Ham game. I've gone to the bottom of the list to find W. We're on Wolves West Ham, are we? So a Sarabia penalty in the 33rd minute, followed by a Paqueta penalty in the 73rd minute, and a Ward-Prowse goal from the corner.
Wow,
he reckons it was an assist from the storm, doesn't he?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
God. Sorry,
Kathleen. How may I assist you? So have I. I think it's hay fever, darling.
Yeah.
You need to get one of those tablets down you.
Yeah, I've got them in the car, actually, ready to rock and roll.
Do you want me to go and grab it, and I'll pop it in your mouth for you and then give you a drink?
So next game, Villa Brentford.
Oh, you're going back up to A now, are you?
Well, I thought I'd help you out. What an exciting game this one was.
Well, as I said, you know, where do Brentford... Brentford can't seem to score a goal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they scored three in this one.
Yeah, they love proving you. It's like Fulham, isn't it? Where are Fulham going to get a goal from? So we'll just score 10 goals in two games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Brentford
it was a good
are playing
game.
Better. They are playing better now. Arguably deserved more out of the game. I think generally they were the better team, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think they had spells where they were the better team. Yeah, I mean, and Ollie Watkins brace did them over in the end. I find it quite interesting, Reguilon.
Okay, what's interesting about it?
Well, obviously started off his life at Tottenham.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't, but he started off his Premier League life at Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to United for a bit.
Yeah.
And then now he's at Brentford. He got two assists at the weekend. You know, he doesn't play badly, but it's almost like he's just not good enough to do it at the top level. Do you think this is his level? This is where he's going to stay?
No, I think he'll go to Spain, do something in the Spanish division.
Okay.
I can see him in one of those sort of top end Spanish teams.
Maybe Girona.
Atletico, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe a bit, not Bilbao, they can't, but yeah, someone like La Sociedad or something, maybe. Sevilla, if they're up there again next season, because they've not had a very good season. Something like that, perhaps, I don't know. But yeah, I know what you mean. He's just one of those, you know, he's good, but he's maybe it's because he's just not consistent enough that he's just never going to reach that pinnacle.
Mm.
Like, great player, but. Yeah. Can you do it week in, week out? No, unfortunately not.
Yeah, that's what it is. Weird one. But no, fair play. Brentford did really well, and Buemo and Wissa on the score sheet, they will love that. They'll love that they're getting those players back fit and scoring now again.
And crucially, that it's not always Tony getting the goals. I know he's playing a part in a lot of it in terms of build-up play. But they're not solely relying on him to bang in 20, 25 goals anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. When he eventually goes at the end of the season, it's not going to hit them as hard as what probably people expected, which is probably a blessing for Brentford in the long run, but another big point for him.
Well, exactly. You know, it begs the question, are Tottenham a better team without Kane? Will Brentford be a better team without Tony?
No, they'll be a different team. I don't necessarily think it'll be better. But you've just got to adapt. That's what you've got to do. You've just got to adapt.
Adapt, improvise and overcome.
Absolutely. What's the next game for you, Will?
I've got E next. You've Everton against Burnley.
Okay.
More controversy from Burnley's defending. With the Calvert-Lewin goal. What?
I don't understand Burnley's tactic. It's not working. Why would you keep doing it?
It's not. It's almost like at that moment, the keeper completely forgot how to play football and that.
Yeah.
That he needed to pass the ball. It's like, Calvert-Lewin's running towards me. Oh, he's quite close now. What, pass it? Oh, no. Bang. In the net.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's just, I think he just definitely misread how quick Calvert-Lewin's coming towards him. Just thought he had a lot more time. He's rapid anyway when he's fit. He's probably lost a half a yard of pace over the last couple of seasons for injury, but he's still quick. And when he's absolutely like hunting you down, just clear it. When you know your team are that shit at the moment as well, and it's still 0-0. Don't take risks. Don't fuck about.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, just quickly, talking about goalkeepers. Did you see Ortega at the weekend? The little crafty.
Oh, yeah, what a turn. Yeah, what a turn. That was a great turn. That was savage.
That was absolutely filthy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought Calvert-Lewin had a really good game. He seemed to kind of step up, but Everton are still... They are so, so poor, Ben. Burnley had 63% possession.
At Goodison.
At Goodison.
Yeah.
And they only managed to score one, which was because the goalkeeper pretty much gifted that to him.
Mm.
And they had a man sent off as well, Burnley. Again, another red card, which seems to be happening quite a lot for Burnley. I think it was definitely a red card, you know. He was the last man. I can see company's point by saying, was it a clear goal-scoring opportunity? But if he hadn't have been brought down, I can see it probably would have been. so, yeah, I think it was definitely a red card for me. But, yeah, it's a funny one. It's a funny one, mate. I think Sean Dyche, arguably a Premier League manager.
There's no argument about it. He is. But he still is. They're struggling hugely. I think they'll probably have enough to stay up. I just think the other teams are just poor behind them and just not doing enough and not getting the wins. But we'll see how it goes. Cause there's a lot of pressure on them they've got to stay up this season. Otherwise, you know, financial penalties and shit, they're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
They're going to be absolutely
screwed. Yeah, they are.
Fulham Newcastle,
yeah, 1-0 win. Bruno Guimaraes, 100 games.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it? I thought he was. I couldn't believe that.
No, he was. I think he must have been there for a few more than that. But yeah, I thought last season was his first season. So, yeah, I'm real. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Where Fulham are looking poor at the moment. Newcastle are not doing the best, still fighting for that European space with West Ham and Manchester United. And, I mean, you could argue Chelsea, but we'll come on to Chelsea Alley, don't worry.
Did you see he left the group chat? I had to re-add him.
I only saw it when you re-added him, yeah.
I can't believe it. I don't know why he did
that. No, I can't think why.
That's madness. Big three points for Newcastle, though, that's mad.
Big three
And again,
points,
Fulham struggling a little bit. Hitting that patch of the season where it's like, oh, can't get a win at the moment, can't get a point.
No, they definitely come down from where they were.
Massive,
one of those things.
Massive win for Luton Town.
Yeah, they came back from one down as well, didn't they?
It's that home ground sort of situation again, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is.
Great game. Really, I find them entertaining to watch.
They are good to watch. They are very good. I think Bournemouth are okay to watch as well. Tavernier, I think he hit the crossbar, didn't he? And then he scored. He's top quality. It's something about a Tavernier.
Well, they're brothers, aren't they? So.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Who? Tavernier and Tavernier are brothers?
Yeah, the Tavernier from Rangers. James Tavernier and Marcus Tavernier.
They're brothers?
They're brothers. Not like us, they're actual brothers.
Did you like it earlier when I called us the Salisbury Souls?
Yeah, no, it's a bit weird. A bit weird. but a big 3 points for Luton in that relegation fight. I think it's a game where Bournemouth, they're away from home, they lost. They'll probably be a little bit disappointed, lost to a team below them, but it's not a damaging result for them for the season. I think it's one of those, it's a bit of a freak one, move on.
It was a tight game. Bournemouth did okay, but yeah, Luton just put the pressure on a little bit more onto Forest. And they went level. They actually went level on points with Forest, actually, at this game.
There we go. Big result for them.
25 each, but Forest have got a better goal difference.
Yeah, Forest obviously had those point deduction as well, haven't they, to be fair?
Yes, mate, they certainly have, mate.
Right. An entertaining game that I want to finish on for the Saturday's results.
Okay,
Brighton,
darling.
Arsenal.
Yeah, good
this
game,
that. This would have been a game, as you rightly said last season, Southampton, or indeed Brighton, where we lose 3-0. But we didn't. We won 3-0. It's only their second defeat of the season at home.
60 million down the drain?
Mate, honestly.
Kai Havertz scores again.
This is his most prolific season. He's just insane. And I think there needs to be a bit of a special shout out for Leandro Trossard. Was being abused the entire game by the Brighton fans. Booing him and everything. And he obviously came on 60th minute. Is it 84 for 86th minute? Scores a goal. Hands in the air, just like, yeah. Tapping the Arsenal badge, just like, yeah, this is my club. Absolute shithousery. Because he didn't do anything wrong. They just hate him because he's left. He left to go to a bigger, better club. The way he left was a little underhand. Because he did sulk a little bit, didn't he? Tiny bit. So I sort of understand slightly the abuse. But at the same time, he did really well for him. And De Zerbi even said, no, he's a great player for us.
Yeah.
What a way to celebrate your goal, eh?
And what a goal it was as well. He ran from the halfway line. They just couldn't keep up with him. Great ball from Ødegaard.
Great finish. I thought he was going to flash.
Great finish. Yeah, I did as well. But he managed to keep upright and keep onto it and just dinked it in. Yeah, great goal. Havertz as well, like I say, getting on the score sheet. And Bukayo Saka with a pen. Nice to see the two Chelsea boys teaming up for the Arsenal goal.
Yeah, mate, that was a really good link-up play as well, wasn't it? I never expected Jorginho to be up there at that position.
Yeah, he had a bit of a nosebleed down there, wasn't he?
What are you doing? And then I was like, oh no, that's okay. You continue.
Yeah, it was good. I think they're really good friends as well. And you could see that Jorginho was really, really happy for Havertz. And you can see that he's like, yeah, my boy is actually succeeding now. He's doing really well.
Yeah, it's nice seeing there's so much. You can tell there's little groups within that Arsenal dressing room, but there's also their one big group as well.
Yeah.
Like the block towards the end of the game, Gabriel
and they all cheered. Yeah.
As though he'd just scored like the Champions League winner.
And yeah, Saliba, they want that clean sheet.
See, Saliba was the first one to go over to him. Everyone's running. Yeah. Saliba's like, fucking come on. Like, it's that feel-good factor. I love talking about us at the moment.
Because they want that clean sheet, you know. Is it 9 clean sheets David Raya's got this year, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, this calendar year, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
14 overall now, 13 overall.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's absolutely fantastic the way we're playing. Raya is definitely coming into it now. He made a great save against Brighton. So, yeah, it's all looking good for Arsenal, who went top after that win, a point above Liverpool, who had Manchester United to play. Yes. They went 1-0 up, didn't they? They went 1-0 up, 23rd minute.
Nice little goal.
Yeah, it was actually a really good goal. Yeah. And then Bruno Fernandes pulled out an absolute scorcher from his arse. What happened there?
Well, Gerald Quansah messed up the pass, didn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, like...
What a hit.
Oh, mate. The technique, the audacity, the balls, the ability... to just nick that over Kelleher, who was running back and diving just over his hand, bottom corner. Mm. Honestly, I don't like Bruno Fernandes, in case you didn't know. But that was unreal. Yeah, that was so good.
It was. He deserved his goal. I think Man United played well in spells as well.
They were all right.
Liverpool at times were a little bit rocky. I think Man United capital. That first half was quite exciting.
Yeah, it was a very good game. I think Liverpool were very wasteful. They had lots and lots of opportunities, and they were very, very wasteful. That Mainoo goal, That was something else as well.
What a goal that was. Just bent Liverpool around.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. He didn't even look. He just knew. It was instinct. Yeah. Top corner, top bins. Absolutely great. Liverpool had 28 shots, 7 on target, 62% possession.
Very wasteful. I think I was expecting like 3.5 goals or something. So they're just not, they're not scoring as many as they were earlier on in the season. And I think that because they're always open up at the back, there's always an opportunity to hit them. And I think teams like Man United, they exposed in the FA Cup. They've exposed it again yesterday. Or Sunday, isn't it? Obviously, this goes out Wednesday. But, yeah, I think that's their weakness.
Mm.
And I don't want to get ahead of myself too much, but I genuinely struggle to find, at the moment, Arsenal's weak spot. As it stands, everything seems to be reasonably solid. At times, we do struggle a little bit of times to make a chance. If teams are sat very deep, but Liverpool a bit rocky at the back. Man City sometimes bomb forward a bit too much, and their width isn't the best at times.
Arsenal's weakness is up front. It's having that prolific goal scorer because Liverpool have got Salah, Man City have got Haaland, Alvarez, De Bruyne. I mean, De Bruyne's goals were fucking incredible as well. To be fair,
ridiculous.
But Man United, so so watching the game, I just got really fucking pissed off with the way Man United played, because obviously a lot is on this for as an Arsenal fan. A lot is on this. So I mean, Wan-Bissaka going in like that, I just don't understand. It was similar with the Cole Palmer one. Why are you giving away a stupid penalty in the 84th minute? There is no way that Onana's going to save. He can't.
No, but I think the Man United players around them screw their own players over because they're not tracking back. Maguire doesn't track his man. Casemiro's got a 2-on-1 situation where he has to stay there. So Wan-Bissaka just comes sliding in. Like it's ridiculous. If he does that outside the box, it finds a free kick, whatever. But you don't go to ground in the box. That's basic defending. No, everyone should know that.
But even so, there was a bit of danger on. Yeah, I will grant you that. There was a bit of danger. But there wasn't enough danger to warrant a tackle like that going in. No. And then it was similar where right at the end of the game, the Man United had the ball up in Liverpool's area. And it went out wide to Antony. And then he's kind of done this pass back into the middle. I can't remember who it was to, maybe Casemiro or someone like that. And it hasn't quite gone there. It's looking like it's going to go out for a throw. Man United just stand still. They're just like, okay, it's going to go out for a throw. Luis Diaz is like, that's mine.
Gets the ball. There's no will at all for it.
He bangs down the wing, and then Casemiro comes in with a shit challenge. And that they're in the same situation where they were with Chelsea, where there's now a really dangerous free kick. Yeah. That can come in, and I'm thinking, fucking hell, you could have killed this game off. Like you were just on the counter attack. You've been lazy and not seeing out this throw, and now Liverpool got a free kick in a dangerous area. Luckily, they held on, and Arsenal were top of the table, but on goal difference. But it could have been a very fucking different story.
Yeah, I agree, and it's just, I think it was you that said the other day, Ten Hag is shit. But he does just enough to convince you that he's doing an okay job.
Yeah.
But you get this, you think, yeah, they'd take a draw with Liverpool, wouldn't they, at this position, at this moment in time? You'd take a point off them. You knocked them out of the FA Cup and you've just got a draw against them. Yeah, 100%.
But then. Have they got a draw at Anfield as well?
Yeah. Who have they got next week? So they've got Bournemouth. They'll go and lose 1-0 to Bournemouth next week.
Yeah, you can see it happening, can't you?
You'd be like, what the hell? So everyone's like, Ten Hag out. Then the next game, they've got Newcastle. They'll turn them over 3-0 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just mad. Absolutely mad. But really good game from a neutral perspective. We were obviously Man United fans yesterday. And they did okay. They did a job. They took some points.
If you'd have said to us at the beginning of the game, would you take a 2-2? We'll go, yes, please.
Yes, please. Thank you very much, sir. And do you think Chelsea would have done the same? If you said to
take
a draw against Sheffield United.
I think if you go into the bottom table, your Super Chelsea, the Super Blues, your you know, Champions League winners quite recently. You've got Thiago Silva at the back. You know, you've got Cole Palmer, who's absolutely on fire. You would think to yourself, we can turn over Sheffield, you know, who were done 9-0 not so long ago by Newcastle.
But they didn't.
They conceded
a very, very late goal by Ollie McBurnie, wasn't it? Very scrappy, but he was there in the moment to just poke it in the back of the net.
That's all he needed to do, wasn't it?
And it's that defensive fragility yet again.
Well, yeah, you know, Thiago Silva didn't have his best game. I'm sure Ali will be fuming about that. But neither did the keeper. I mean, the Bogle goal. Is it Bogle or Bogle?
Bogle,
that, you know, near post, shouldn't really get beaten there. I understood he thought it might have been a cross and it came in, but yeah, he shouldn't get beaten there.
Quite quick though, didn't it? To be fair, as well.
Yeah, it did.
I think that might, that takes it off a little bit.
But Sheffield United Chelsea made Sheffield United look like a good team. And they're only now.
Yeah.
They're only now a few points behind Burnley.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It all changes so quickly, though, doesn't it?
Certainly does, Benjamin.
Very quickly. But yeah, I think it was a typical Chelsea result after what they've done in midweek. You just knew they was going to turn up some crap like that. Predictions, yeah. I still thought, nah, they'll do something.
Yeah.
Not being upset. But no, there was. You expect it, but you don't want to put it down, do you? Because otherwise you look like an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tottenham, Nottingham Forest, I should say. 3-1 Tottenham. I think Forest played really well, and I think they had some really good chances.
Forest did play really well. I think, you know, Murillo tried to score from inside his own half.
Oh, mate.
Not quite close.
That was a good effort. That was a decent effort. Yeah. To spot that off, spot Vicario off his line as well is, yeah, that's good going.
Yeah, yeah, he got very close. I do think though that, you know, he scored an own goal, wasn't really much danger in that. So, yeah, it kind of felt like that shouldn't have really been a goal. And then they obviously score, don't they, to make it 1-1.
Yeah.
Chris Wood again, like,
good finish.
Great finish. I think he's got his highest goal tally, hasn't he? Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, so yeah, I think he has this season. But then, yeah, all he needs to do is just dink it over Vicario, who's already
banged
driving.
He just banged it against the post.
As hard as he possibly could. And somehow it's just whizzed off in the complete opposite direction. So it's a let off for Spurs. Then Van der Ven comes in and brings in a...
At 1-1, though, that's when you had the incident where Maddison just decided that he's going to punch, who it was, in the stomach. He's gone down. He's screaming for VAR. Have a look at this. They decide not to, you know, which is up to them. But how has that gone unpunished?
Yeah, I'd imagine there'll be some retrospective action if it's in the ref report. If he says, I saw the player down, they then investigate it, don't they? So surely there'll be some sort of retrospective action on that, because you can't get away with that shit. That's disgusting to do that on a football pitch.
But it was interesting to see, I think it was Troy Deeney was saying, if that had been him, because he's got that hard man kind of, people think of him in that way, that he would have then probably been looked into and sent off. But because it's James Maddison, who's James Maddison, everyone likes James Maddison, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Even I like that James Maddison. He's a good guy. But, yeah, it just wasn't looked into.
No. It should have been. It really should have been. But, yeah, it's a shame they won. But that Van der Ven goal was pretty decent, wasn't it? That was a good old hit, top bins.
Very good hit, yeah.
And then Pedro Porro?
Pedro Porro. Yeah. Yeah, a great week and a bit of football, mate. Champions League we've got coming up. As well, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, Liverpool, Manchester City, Real Madrid.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, and interesting to see.
We've got a special this week as well, haven't we? Which will be coming out on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. And also, you've probably got to do your FPO update, have you?
No, I haven't really looked at it, to be honest. I've updated bits. The top 10's not changed. I've gone up 3 positions. You've stayed at 104th. You're smashing it. I'm up to 34th now.
I think I'm going to try and go for bottom. Like, that's my aim now.
You can't. You're about 600 points ahead of Sam in bottom.
It's absolutely gutting. Sam?
Yeah.
Sam. Oh, the one...
No. Different Sam.
Okay.
Different Sam.
Cool. Okay. Well, thanks very much today, Ben. I've enjoyed that. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, enjoy the rest of your week.
Thanks, mate. And you. Speak to you later, guys. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the FDP. Please, please like and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps us drop the pod. Follow us on X, Facebook and Instagram. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Please also email us your football stories and anything else that you want to talk to us about. We're at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.